Now, Patrick, let's skip over the water from England to Ireland. We've got this question from Dee for you.
Ireland has significantly higher rates of multiple sclerosis and cystic fibrosis compared to the rest of Europe. How does that happen? We can't be that different to the rest of Europe, right?
Dee's absolutely right. There are some hotspots in Ireland for various genetic conditions. Another one is celiac disease, isn't it? Galway in Ireland, I think, has the highest concentration of people with celiac, and that has a genetic linkage as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very good question. And this is also the case, for example, in places like Finland, as well as many Greek islands or other places, anywhere where you've had, at least in the past, some kind of either relative isolation or else a big population bottleneck. If you had a small number of people that go and colonize a place to begin with, then the amount of genetic variation that went into that colonizing event means that certain disorders that may have been relatively rare to begin with just happen to end up being common. So the example I'm most familiar with is Finland, but I think it probably applies in Ireland as well. But if only about 2,000 people colonized the country some tens of thousands of years ago, then if one or two of those people had a particular disorder, then as that population expands, it can be at quite a high prevalence. And also the existence of any kind of clan structures or mating structures that mean people are more likely to mate with one another can cause these to increase further still.
So is that also the case for Iceland? Because I have read that that's quite a closed gene pool, isn't it? And it's of great interest to researchers for that reason. Do they also have this issue about these diseases?
Yeah, so the genetics research that goes on in Iceland is quite amazing. They're very soon going to genome sequence the entire population. They also have genealogical records going back for many generations, but I believe it is the case there as well that there's a number of disorders that are at particularly high prevalence that are specific research priorities for that country.
Is it worth considering also that these genes that we regard as disadvantageous under certain circumstances, the reason they might be in those populations and have risen to such a high prevalence could be because in the past, one other function of those genes is to confer some kind of advantage under certain circumstances, and therefore they've become concentrated in the population. And while they're disadvantageous if you have the right environment, they're advantageous under other conditions.
Yes, that's absolutely right. One of the best examples of this is the gene that causes sickle cell anemia that also confers a resistance to malaria. So you can, if you have two copies of the gene, of the mutation, then you're likely to have sickle cell. But if you have one, it's actually protective from malaria, so you end up with this balance. But in places in the world where malaria is not an issue, then it's often at much lower prevalence, and there's lots of other great examples.
I was thinking specifically one of the diseases that Dee mentions in her question is cystic fibrosis, and we've learned in recent years that the gene that is linked to cystic fibrosis happens to also confer resistance to certain salmonella infections. And so we think that's one of the reasons why that gene is so common in the population, because people would have had some degree of resistance against typhoid, for example, historically. So it became more concentrated in the population.
Yes, the other interesting thing about cystic fibrosis, there's a single mutation that accounts for a large fraction of the cases. There are all sorts of mutations that can cause it, but whenever there's a single mutation that's very common, it's often can depend on the frequency within a particular population, how frequent the disease is in general. So probably that Delta 508 mutation that's quite prevalent in cystic fibrosis happens to be very common in Ireland for reasons that we may or may not have figured out yet.
Thank you, Patrick.